Hello, everybody out there in internet radio land. This is Blake Ruby. Welcome to my show. How are you doing, you gods out there? Yes, you heard me. You are God. You are God. You were born, although we don't remember, do we? And we're going to die someday. I'm not being morbid. That is reality. There's so much fantasy in the world nowadays. What we are faced with, my friends, is fantasy versus reality. Reality is COVID-19. Fantasy, as you turn on your TV and you see all these movies, all these movie stars, and these fantasy violence movies. Is it no wonder we're in this situation? You know? I believe that the Creator, and when I say the Creator, I mean Mother and Father God. I can also say God, which can mean both of them, or individually the Mother God or Father God, because when they merge their spirits, they become one. And they think in synchronicity, and they speak words, just like the Bible says. And the words become matter. They become reality. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. Everything was created by the Word, so that's how you do it. You know where I learned that? One part of that, anyway. Once upon a time, there was a very famous psychic medium named Sylvia Brown. If you read any of her books, she talks about in the spirit world, the spirit land, the way the Mother and Father God create new spirits and souls is by merging their spirits. And we can do it too when we get to heaven, when we get to that world of light, the source of light in our solar system. Yes, welcome to a solar system. Welcome to a solar system, my friends out there. It's true. Can you handle the truth, baby? We're revolving around the sun. Time is just a man-made construction. We're rotating about 600 miles an hour on our axis, revolving around the sun. Our beautiful cobalt blue world is moving through dark, black space around the matrix of the solar system, our sun, the spirit world. You know, I had to laugh today. I was watching movies, and by the way, I've kind of banned any fantasy violence movies. I don't want to watch them anymore. I only want to watch stories based on real life, true stories about real people. I don't want to see Arnold Schwarzenegger anymore in The Terminator. I don't want to see Sylvester Stallone in Rocky or Well, maybe that's kind of true life, and I can deal with that. But Rambo, The Expendables, movies like that, Fast and Furious, any violent movies out there that's not real, not based on a true story, is fantasy violence. And all I can say is, come on, people, wake up. Why are you wasting your time watching those movies? Do you want a real dose of reality? You've got it. The Creator, when I say Creator, as I explain myself, I mean either Mother God or Father God or both of them together, or I could be talking about the Supreme Creator of the universe who initiated the Big Bang. How many of you have listened to my show before? Well, I think there could be about 1,000, maybe more of you out there listening. I'm just joking. I don't know for sure. But even if it was just one or even nobody, because it's going to be archived, I don't really mind, because if there was 1 million or one person listening, there'd still be me on the inside, looking out, my heart, my brain, my whole body, neat, unreal. And a lot of people out there doesn't frighten me, you know. It's an art. I'll give you that. I recognize that. The art of public speaking is not an easy thing to learn. It takes practice, just like riding a bicycle or driving a car. And I am a Toastmaster. I think I have told you before on previous shows. I practice public speaking, but really shouldn't be rocket science. You can sum it up by saying practice makes perfect with anything, whether it's public speaking or anything. But anyway, going back to what I said, I had to laugh. Somebody said, I watched a movie today. I was surfing through the channels, trying to figure out what to watch. So many violent movies, I'm stopping and looking at some. And I've got my favorites that I watch over and over again, but I chose the USS Indianapolis with Nicolas Cage. He's one of my favorite actors. And for those of you that don't know the story, Nicolas Cage is the captain of the Indianapolis. It was the boat during World War II in 1945 that delivered the two atom bombs to an island in the Pacific where the Enola Gay and the other bomber were, who would later drop the bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. So it was a top-secret mission. They didn't have an escort. And there was Japanese submarines all around. Well, they made it through and delivered their cargo. And then on the return voyage, going back home, they were torpedoed by a Japanese submarine. And some of you have probably heard the story. Approximately 900 sailors, including the captain, had to abandon ship. And after a few days, there was only a couple hundred left. Well, before they were rescued eventually. But it took a long time because it was a secret mission and they weren't supposed to be there. And so no one in the Navy channels were aware that they were on that mission. But 900 went into the water, about 200 survived, and the sharks took the rest. And I've actually seen the movie before, but afterwards, when they were recovered, the captain went through a court-martial trial. And there was two big things that they were trying to court-martial him on. First of all, he was supposed to have been zigzagging, when he was coming back home to avoid the Japanese submarines and their torpedoes. That was the protocol, the procedure for evading torpedoes. But they had gone into a fog, and so the captain had said, keep going straight, full speed. And unfortunately, they ran into a submarine a few thousand meters away, who saw them and torpedoed them, sunk the ship. And the other charge was he didn't have the ship abandon ship in a timely manner. In reality, he did. It's only that after the ship was torpedoed, I think he got hit by three torpedoes, it messed up the electronics, and so he couldn't get the word out to everybody to abandon ship. So they exonerated him on the not abandoning his crew in a timely manner, but they charged him guilty in the zigzag, and he wasn't following the procedures to zigzag his boat. Even though they brought the Japanese submarine commander, as you know, Japanese surrendered after those two atom bombs were dropped on Japan, and then we won the war. The Japanese submarine commander came and testified in the court-martial trial, and he had said, in his opinion, that if they had been zigzagging, it wouldn't have made a difference because they were so close to them and they still would have torpedoed them. But the jury didn't acknowledge that or didn't care about that testimony. Later, in 2000, President Bill Clinton, what was it, 1999, I think it was 2000, just before he left office, he exonerated that captain of the Indianapolis from any charges. But the thing was, after the trial, after he was found guilty, he killed himself. He put a gun to his head and pulled the trigger and killed himself. So, poor fellow. Not only did he have that on his conscience of losing his men, but then he was blamed for something he really didn't do wrong, you know. In foggy conditions, you do go straight for it. It doesn't make any difference because you can't be seen, supposedly. And at full speed, too. And then, of course, he survived with his men on the ocean, watching them get eaten up by sharks and almost dying of starvation and dying of thirst as well. But so the point I was getting to was at the end of the movie, he's being tormented by people calling him on the phone in the middle of the night because some people, they get lose their tempers and say things they don't mean. They don't do their proper research. The rationale is flawed. So they were calling up and blaming him, calling him a killer of those men that he lost, you know, poor guys that didn't have enough on his conscience. But one guy said, burn in hell. I hope you burn in hell. So the first thing that came to my mind, how are you going to burn in hell if you're dead? Your physical body is dead. Did you ever think of that? I hope you burn in hell. Yet what? You mean my spirit? Well, the point is, as with the sun, our spirits are made of light energy. Billions of electrons, you know, the atom electrons. Yes, we have a spirit in our bodies. Well, how have you all been? You tuned into my last show, I talked about a near-death experience. I've got another one here I'd like to read to you. I'm also planning on, in celebration of the 4th of July, I'm going to sing a song for you, God Bless the USA by Lee Greenwood. Now, it might get cut out of the archived show because it might be copyright infringement. I don't know, but that will be something I'm going to do. In fact, let me do it now. In case you didn't know it, I am a karaoke guy. I sing songs. I have these downloads that I've downloaded from karaokeversion.com. And since about 2013, I've been learning all these different songs. Now I've got a repertoire of over 100 songs. Rock and roll type, pop, famous songs that I really liked and I wanted to learn, so I learned them. And what I would do is I would go down to the Wounded Warriors in Fort Sam Houston and sing for them. I went in February. That was the last time. I started in 2013. And I would go once a month, beginning in October of 13. And I would sing for an hour and a half. I'll go there at lunchtime, set up my equipment. At 11:30, I would start singing. Down there at the Warrior Family Support Center in Fort Sam Houston, where the Wounded Warriors are, it's always a pleasant atmosphere. They always have the latest decorations of the season, whatever it is, you know, even Halloween, or Valentine's Day, Christmas, Easter, you name it. They got it up there. They had a whole lot of money at one time, because the Army was really taking care of us when we were warriors. Now, a lot of soldiers are coming back from Afghanistan. They're not involved like they used to be, so there's not as many Wounded Warriors. They've cut back the program. They closed it now on Saturday and Sunday. It was open Saturdays and Sundays. But anyway, so that is one of the best things I've done in my life, go there and sing. And I've got a lot of beautiful songs that I love to sing. To name some that I've been practicing recently, Leonard Skinner, Free Bird, I know, Simple Man, They Call Me the Breeze, Sweet Home Alabama, Dean Martin, Everybody Loves Somebody, That's Amore, Frank Sinatra, My Way, Fly Me to the Moon, Love Is Many Splendid Things, Strangers in the Night, New York, New York, although I haven't really learned it perfectly. Led Zeppelin, Stairway to Heaven, Jim Croce, I Got a Name, Time and Bottle, Kansas, Dust in the Wind, Elvis Presley, I Can't Help Falling in Love with You, Love Me Tender, Horse with No Name, America, Ventura Highway, Billy Idol, Eyes Without a Face, Andy Williams, Moon River, Steve Miller Band, Keep on Rocking Me Baby, Fly Like an Eagle, and I can go on and on and on. Little River Band, Lady, Louis Armstrong, What a Wonderful World. So let me sing for you, and I'll read the near-death experience, which is probably the best near-death experience ever. It was on the New York Times bestseller list, the book was, that is, for like a couple of months at least, back in 1992. The book is called Embraced by the Light. Betty Eady, the author. She subsequently wrote, I think, three more books. It's an amazing, amazing near-death experience. If you want to learn about the spirit and heaven, that is a great read. Betty Eady, Embraced by the Light. Incredible, the most profound and complete near-death experience ever. So, anyway, to do the same, we get it going here. Bear with me, please. So, Lee Greenwood, God Bless America. In celebration of the 4th of July, ladies and gentlemen, here it goes. A drink of water. If tomorrow all the things were gone, worked for all my life, had to start again with just my children and my wife, I thank my lucky star living here today, that the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her till today. Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas and sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to L.A., well, there's pride in every American heart. And it's time we stand and say that I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. But there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. Uh-huh. and I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me, and I'd gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. Well, there it goes, ladies and gentlemen. God bless the USA, and God bless the USA. Come on, everybody. Let's get together under the flag of the United States of America and all it stands for. It stands for freedom. Besides the men who died to give us that right, it's time we pull together as a country and overcome the COVID-19 situation. We can do it as America. Look at all the troubles we faced before in the past together. 9/11, all the wars we've overcome, we've been victorious. Show the world we can do it. Take good care of yourselves. Do the right thing. Wear the mask all the time. Be serious about this. But you know what? I'll tell you something else on the other side of the coin. Look at the statistics for the flu in the United States all the previous years, back in 2018, 17, 16. The amount of people that died from the ordinary flu, the amount of cases, the amount of hospitalizations is almost on par with what we have now with the COVID-19 situation. Maybe it's not fair to say that it's on par, but more than half, I would say, previous years of what it is now. So what we're looking at is a very aggressive strain of flu. But you can overcome it. You know, I pray for you out there that might have the COVID, that God would bless you with healing and help you in any way you need it. That our Mother and Father God would look after everyone who's sick with the COVID-19 and help them to heal in any way they need it. And that is my prayer. Don't like to see my fellow Americans out there suffering, and especially the ones who are unemployed, who don't have a lot of money to buy food and pay their bills, causes me some grief, you know, and depression. I don't like seeing that. I like to see people being blessed and having a good time, enjoying themselves, not having to worry about a pandemic. But we can get this under control. Look at Italy and Spain, before they were, had higher numbers than us before, and now we're going through what they went through. So why is that? I think, and I mentioned this in my last show, my friends, also, it's so important. Well, I don't mean also, but it's so important that you get your daily dose of vitamin D sunshine. Get out there and smell the flowers. Don't be caught up in that flawed rationale that there's some kind of allergen out there that's going to kill you. You got your choice of smelling those beautiful flowers, Mother Nature, and sunshine and fresh air, all those beautiful flowers out there, or to worry about allergens. I don't want to judge you. I did this last week, and I apologize if I judge any of my fellow co-creator gods in the making out there. You know I love you, and I know you love me, even though you don't know me. Although we do know each other in a way. We know our souls and our spirits. I see people walking down the street. I go in through the gate at Lackland Air Force Base today. I went and worked out on the track. I like working out on the track because the surface is less impact. And I love sprinting. That, to me, is the ultimate exercise. And you don't have to spend a lot of time on it. Last week, I think I said I was doing laps, you know, running lap, walking a lap on the show. But now, I'm in a constant state of change. I'm a work in progress, just like all of us are. And now, on this day, it is my opinion that the best exercise there is, and you can do some research on the internet if you don't believe me, sprinting is the fountain of youth of all exercises. It uses all your muscles. But do it on a track, you know, because that surface is more conducive to less impact. You know what I mean. But what I was saying, I went through the gate, and the young man who took my ID card, scanned it, you know, just the look in his eyes, in just those 2 seconds, he knew me. And I've gotten so that nowadays I look at people and I think, they're co-creator, God in the making. You know, they're going through their own evolutionary process. They are where they are. Maybe they haven't lived as many lives as some people have. Isn't it amazing when you think about it? If you consider the possibility of you having lived a past life, okay? Do me that favor. Just consider it for a few seconds that you've lived a past life. Now, let's go back into the past. I'm going to take you back to your past. Maybe you were on the sea somewhere on a sailing ship, or maybe you were in the Wild West somewhere, maybe this planet or another planet. Or maybe you were in the mountains somewhere, a planet. I think pretty much when you consider what other planets might look like out there, that they have similar features. You know, the atmospheres are conducive, indigenous, I should say, to the species, the sentient life that's living there. But basically, you could expect to find mountains, bodies of water, valleys, ridges, trees, grass, flowers, also on planets. Not always. Some planets might be too hot, or the pressure might be too much. But anyway, did you like that song? How about one more, and I'll get to the reading. Time flies when I'm on my radio show. And many thanks to BBS Radio, Doug and Dawn, for all that they do. I am trying to tune into some of the other shows. I think you're all great, beautiful, brilliant people out there. You, in your own way, I know you're a God in the making. You're trying to make the world a better place, and you're developing yourself spiritually in your own unique way, and that's beautiful. That's great. One of my other songs that I like, and I'm not going to do it right now, but Ave Maria, after that song. Wes, you want me to sing that for you? I will. You ready? And you might ask yourself, why is Ave Maria appropriate for July the 4th? Well, it's more appropriate for Christmas time, I know. But it's a spiritual song, so that's always appropriate. So here goes. And this is a beautiful song, Celine Dion's version. Ave Maria, Nera, Oh, listen to a maiden's prayer. For thou canst save our middle wife. Tis thou canst hear on me. This prayer. We slumber safely till the moth awoke. Though we by man outcast revive. Oh, listen to a maiden pleading. Oh, mother, hear a suppliant child. Ave Maria. Ave Maria, gratia plena. Maria, gratia plena. Maria, gratia plena. Ave, Ave Dominus, Dominus tecum. The murky cabin there so heavy shall breathe a bomb if thou hast smiled. Oh, maiden, hear a maiden pleading. Oh, mother, hear a suppliant child. Ave Maria. Ave Maria. Well, there's that, ladies and gentlemen. That took about 5 minutes. So, you know what? I'm going to sing another song. I'm going to find a good one here in my repertoire. I'm having fun doing this. But I will read that little piece from Betty Eady's Near Death Experience. It's so nice having your own show. Again, thanks to BBS Radio. Shout-outs to my son who might be listening, my sister in Seattle, any friends I have out there, any fellow Toastmasters that might be listening, any relatives, maybe my stepdaughter Kathy in Japan, I love you. God loves you too. Supposed to be the other way around. I thought I'd mix it up a little bit. This is one of my favorite songs. It's called Second Chance. Do I want to do that one? No, I don't think I will. Let me scroll on down here. It's about a guy that cheats on his girlfriend or his wife. I'm not sure which, but then he's asking for the woman to forgive him because he only made that one mistake. Okay, now I got to speed up here. Sorry. Okay. That would be helpful. Here, come on. Come on, computer. You can do this. Oh, man. Okay, now it disappeared. Hang in there. Okay. How about Freebird by Lynyrd Skynyrd? Yeah, that's like a July 4th classic, right? This is a shortened version, too. I love Lynyrd Skynyrd. And remind me. I know you can't remind me. I'm going to talk about the Outlaw. There's another Southern Rock band afterwards. If I leave for tomorrow, would you still remember me? I must be traveling on now, cause too many places I've got to see. If I stay here with a girl, things just couldn't be the same. But I'm as free as a bird now. How about you? And this bird will never change. And the bird you cannot change. And the bird you cannot change. Lord knows I can't change. Lord, help me, I can't change. Oh, I can't change. Oh, won't you fly, oh, free bird, yeah. Well, I just cut it off there. I usually let it play out, but... And that was the shortened version. Lynyrd Skynyrd. I was going to tell you, the song of the week, on my show, I'm going to introduce a song of the week or an album of the week. When I was living in San Diego back in the 70s, I used to go to concerts at the Sports Arena. I was working at a hotel, the Hyatt, there on Mission Bay. I was a bellman, and... 6 years I was a bellman. There were a lot of groups that came and stayed at the hotel. And I went and saw some of them. And even groups that didn't stay at the hotel, when they came, these rock bands would come to San Diego. I'd go and see them, you know. And I saw Lynyrd Skynyrd back in 1977. That's the same year that they died in the plane crash, or the band kind of dissolved, so to speak. In October of 1977, the lead singer, Ronnie Van Zant, Steve Gaines, and Kathy Gaines died. There were surviving members kept on going, and they had a reunion like 10 years after the crash. You know, Alan Collins, Gary Washington, Billy Powell, get the name of the bass player. But anyway, I saw them, and the band that opened up for them in January of 1977 was the Outlaws. And you might have heard of them. They're famous for the songs Green Grass and High Tides Forever. Also, Ghost Riders in the Sky and There Goes Another Love Song. Remember that one? There Goes Another Love Song. Anyway, now the Outlaws have a new album. It's called Dixie Highway. And it's not racist. At least I don't think it is. But these guys, they're intelligent men. And they know, as I hope most people do, or soon will know, that there's no room for racism in the United States or around the world, because we are all human beings, right? We all pee the same color, right? I learned that. I watched a movie called Hidden Figures the other day on television. And it's a story about these three black women who worked for NASA when they had the Mercury program, and they were putting the first American into space, you know, Alan Shepard. And then after Alan Shepard came John Glenn with the first orbit. Actually, they were trying to do 10 orbits around the Earth, but they were only able to do, I think, 3 or 7. They had to cut it short because the heat shield had an issue. But these three black women were just brilliant black women. One of them was like a mathematics genius. She could, even when it showed, I think the movie opened up when she was really young, she'd go up to the blackboard and in her class and work out these really difficult equations. And I think she got her bachelor's degree even before most people graduate from high school. And I forget what other degrees she got, but they helped put Alan Shepard into space and John Glenn too. They worked with NASA and they did all the calculations, and they helped to run the IBM computer they had just received. That was like 1961, 62, 63. And, you know, because after the Russians launched Sputnik and Yuri, whatever his name was, with all due respect to him, you know, Russia got first man into space, and so the race was on. I don't know why, you know. That was, has to come down to competition, us and the Russians. Why does there always have to be competition? Why can't we just get along, you know? Like what Rodney King said, can't we just get along? Why do we have to compete? Always competing with other countries, you know? But anyway, so Kevin Costner is one of the actors. I love Kevin Costner. I might have mentioned this to you before on a previous show. The movie McFarlane USA is about the cross-country team at McFarlane High School in California. And it's a really fun, enjoyable movie, especially if you're a runner, you know. Watch that movie, McFarlane USA, with Kevin Costner. Well, Kevin Costner was in that movie, Hidden Figures, and he was the supervisor there at NASA. I forget in what capacity, but anyway, they had, back in 1961, 62, in the U.S., they had colored restrooms. The restrooms for colored people, black people, and restrooms for white people. Can you imagine that? Isn't that unbelievable? But that actually happened. And, of course, black people weren't allowed to go inside some restaurants. And the buses, you know, had their own colored part to it, you know? Isn't that, I just find that hard to believe. I was living in Canada at the time, myself, you know, because my parents were English. I was born and raised in Canada. I'm a U.S. citizen now, but I thought, man, what a past we've been through. To think that people were, even after the Civil War had been over 100 years, we're still segregating black and white people, like disrespecting all those soldiers that have died. All those, I mean, both North and South, you know. But anyway, the outlaws, I think I got on this topic because the Outlaws are a southern rock band, but check out their album, Dixie Highway, which was a road that existed in the early 1920s that went from Chicago to Miami. And parts of it still exist in Florida, but it's got every track on that album is a great song. And the Outlaws were always known for their three guitar attack, or they call it a three guitar track. You know, it's just a fun way of describing it. But suffice it to say, the Outlaws are excellent, excellent guitarists. And if you enjoy rock and roll guitar, you'll enjoy that album. So, my friends, I'm running short on time here, but I will read a little bit of Betty Meady's near-death experience here to you because I enjoy reading. So, on November 18th, this is her introduction for NDE, which is near-death experience. Betty Eady succumbed to complications due to a partial hysterectomy surgery and had a near-death experience. Afterwards, Betty suffered with depression so painful with her separation from the light of love she experienced during the moments of clinical death. 20 years later, after sharing her story with family and friends and with critically ill cancer patients, Betty was urged to write the experience so that a wider audience might share its view. In 1992, Embraced by the Light was published by a small press out of Carson City, Nevada. Embraced became a permanent fixture on the New York Times bestsellers list, spending more than a year. I was wrong. A year. I think it won. Leaving her body. Betty Eady leaves her body through her chest and floats above her bed. Hear it all the time. Three hooded monk-like beings appear, whom she identifies to be her guardian angels. They tell her that they have been with her for eternities and that she died prematurely. Concerned about her family that she left behind, she travels in spirit to her home to see them, but she discovers that she cannot be seen by them. Betty then returns to her body where her guardian angels are waiting for her. And she sees her family there in the house, playing around. She said, entering the light of Christ, the way she put it. I saw a pinpoint of light in the distance. The black mass around me began to take on more of the shape of a tunnel. And I felt myself traveling through it at an even greater speed, rushing toward the light. I was instinctively attracted to it, although again, I felt that others might not be. As I approached it, I noticed the figure of a man standing in it, with the light radiating all around him. As I got closer, the light became brilliant, brilliant beyond any description, far more brilliant than the sun. And I knew that no earthly eyes in their natural state could look upon this light without being destroyed. Only spiritual eyes could endure it and appreciate it. And as I drew closer, I began to stand upright. I saw that the light immediately around him was golden, as if his whole body had a golden halo around it. And I could see that the golden halo burst out from him, from around him, and spread into a brilliant, magnificent whiteness that extended out for some distance. I felt his light blending into mine, literally. And I felt my light being drawn to his. It was as if there were two lamps in a room. Like I said before, our souls shine like a lamp. That's why it's incumbent upon us to increase our lamp's light. That's the one of the objectives, to graduate from this existence here on Earth, is to increase our soul's light, my friend. I felt it like both shining, their light merging together. It's hard to tell where one light ends and the other begins. It just became one light. Although his light was much brighter than my own, I was aware that my light too illuminated us. And as our lights merged, I felt as if I had stepped into his countenance, and I felt an utter explosion of love. It was the most unconditional love I had ever felt. And as I saw his arms open to receive me, I went to him and received his complete embrace and said over and over, "I'm home. I'm home. I'm finally home." There you go, my friend. Heaven is home. Earth is not our home. Sun is heaven. It's that pinpoint of light at the end of the tunnel. The tunnel is the way the sunlight is in outer space. When you're out of your body into spirit, there's no material matter. So that's why it looks like a tunnel. I felt his enormous spirit and knew that I'd always been a part of him, that in reality, I had never been away from him. And I knew that I was worthy to be with him, to embrace him. I knew that he was aware of all my sins and faults, but that they didn't matter right now. He just wanted to hold me and share his love with me, and I wanted to share mine with him. There was no questioning who he was. I knew that he was my savior, my friend, and God. He was Jesus Christ. And I differ with her there. I disagree. I think that was the Spirit Father, not Jesus Christ. He had always loved me, even though I thought he hated me. He was life itself, love itself, and his love gave me fullness of joy, even to overflowing. And some of these people, myriad experiences, I've had to kind of read between the lines and kind of make it in sync with my own reality system. I realize that some people, even though they've had a beautiful near-death experience and seen beautiful things, but still, they don't have all of the facts straight in regard to some things. Most things, yes, but not some things. I knew that I had known him from the beginning, long before my earth life, because my spirit remembered. Although it is possible that he was Jesus, I don't know. I'm thinking that it was the Spirit Father. But Jesus Christ, who died on the cross, I believe that he's a co-creator God in the making that is close to the Spirit Mother and Father God. And soon, he will be a co-creator God in his own right. But that's another story. Because in that process of evolution, my friends, that's how it goes. We live on planets. We're born into them. One day we die. Sometimes soon. Sometimes many years down the road. And then we go into the afterlife in spirit. But the soul, like brain of the physical body, the soul is to the spirit. And we stay there a while and enjoy our home. And then we pick another planet to go to. To be reincarnated into. I have 1 minute, my friends, and so let me say goodbye to you here. I wish you all the best. I hope you have an enjoyable rest of your weekend. July 4th weekend. I'm going to tune in right after my show to CNN and watch the great entertainment they've got tonight. They've got all kinds of entertainers. You should do so also, or whatever. And until next Saturday, I hope you have a safe and enjoyable week. May God bless us. May Mother and Father God bless us, everyone. I love you, and they do too. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.